The Rishis Shemonim is the best type of shemen. Why didn't Rabbanan ask for the Etzel Korban Abaye? Samaylo Hoydoloi. Or Malay Abaye Lo Time. According to you, you want us everything they should ask. Hold Yichsev. The pasuk says also there Hashoysem BeMizrach Yayin. They drank the yayin when they had a lot of simcha. Was some special type of glasses to drink it with. Rabbam and Rabasi. The Mechuluk. What does it mean BeMizrach Yayin? Chadama Kinishkinin. Kinishkin is like a big jar and has a lot of spouts coming out. And each one can suck from a different spout. Special type of a kli used to drink the yayin from. The chadama shemezarkin koisaseyim zelezeh. They threw the koises one to the other. You want to say that should also be yosa? You have to churban abayis. Since the pasuk says then it was a simcha, so you want to say everything that was a simcha chacham asid? He went to Resh Glusa and we saw him drinking from the special type of a glass, the yayin. So you see, Claude did not ask for it after the Churban Abayis. Nobody said anything to stop him. So you see, even after the Churban Abayis, still it's mutter. El, the Torah says like this. After the Churban Abayis, Rabbanan asked certain things that has two things to it. It has to be tainug, very much enjoyment, but also it has to be tremendous simcha. Here, using this shemen, using this oil to anoint yourself, or drinking the type of yain or this type of a kli, it's only a special tainug. Since there's no tremendous simcha in this type of a kli, is like gozer Rabbanan. Therefore, Rabbanan didn't ask you to use the plaiton, to use this special shemen, and didn't ask you to drink yain from this special type of a kli. So, Rashi, goza mishum tsar churban. The first man the yom this was, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba asked to use this shemen after the churban. Now, v'yamrit shall plaiton b'hai kroa v'tainik mishtor, the apostle in Omis, is talking about how you enjoy yourself. Shlo hoyu noistim leib v'divri nevim hanibin ala peronis. It's talking about the techet. The Eden didn't listen to the Navi, but instead they started to kept on enjoying themselves. So why isn't it us now? We have to recover the bias. Well, the time mechodik said by Yoni hashesim mizuka yayin rabami rabasi pirshu zek kinishkinin. It means kli zchuchas, a glass kli orich very long v'loy shnei pias, has two sides to it. The yayin mizuk mizela zeh, you can throw the yayin from one side to the other side. Rosh shemazarkin ayday umnis. The type of juggling, they were able to juggle the glasses one to the other. He was almost juggling with eight glasses at a time. So he used to play with the glasses that way. There was a timing for them. The Torah says that you need two things to ask, simcha and tainug. These are only tanugim.
Why
did they ask
the yayin?
What?
Could be they couldn't.
Yeah, it comes in the context. Certain things that the Yesh, they couldn't do it. Pasuk says, Hashoichim al mita shein, they were sleeping on beds made out of marble, or sruchim al our soisim. They were like stretched out on their beds. Omer Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, Malamet sho yamashtinin mayim if neimet yasayim arum. He used to make meiraglayim in front of their beds when they were naked. And the pshat is that Amal didn't have the base kisi in the house, he had to go outside.
Yeah.
And Amal, they used to sleep without pajamas, they used to sleep under the blanket, undressed. So the guy had to go to the base kisi, he would just get up, undressed, he was too lazy to put his clothing on and make them. That's the chet they did. The gadabar bahua, the yochi, that's the whole chet, haino tichsib, the pasuk says, the chenata yiglu brush to ilum, they'll get the biggest goals to be thrown out of Israel. Mishum de mishtane, maim, the name of Yisayim Arumim. Because they went to the base kisei naked. Like you're saying, it's not such a big chet. At that time, they didn't have a base kisei. They slept uncovered. So undressed. So they got up to make right then. It's yiglu brush gerlim. For that alone, they should go into such a big goal, such a big cronius. Elu amr bahua. Elu l'pshan the posuk was, b'nei yodim, shayo oichlim v'shoysim zeh em zeh. They used to have parties together. V'doifkim mitoseim zu b'zu. And they put the beds next to one another. O'machlifin ishoseim zu em zu. And they changed around wives. He slept with the other one's wife. And they made their beds thinking from the Sheikh Vazera that wasn't from them. Whereas they gave their bed to somebody else, a different man, to sleep in his bed that night. So this chetz, maybe they even got goals, got pronies. Shrashi mashtinin, the daik misruchim, as loshim misruchim, is the meiraglayim. Right. So Mela wasn't the chetz time they made, nor the chetz was the did the aznus. Omer bavua, v'yarmelov amastis and tonov. Gimul dvar mevin yasod mudayanis. Three things you do make you very poor. Listen, Sirashi, why? The Elohim, ha'mashtin mayim b'fnei mitos n'orim. Somebody makes Meiraglayim in front of his bed, Orim, it makes himself become poor. Strashi Lidei Anis. The Yamrina Be'arbe'arbe Psochim, Shara Danayusa Novel Shmei. The Saad, the head of being a noni, is called a novel. It means very mis, a mystic gazach. The novel correlate, he's called a novel. The Oyev Mokamias, he likes to go any place that's mias, that's where he likes to go. So if you do misa things, this Tsar of Aniyas likes to go to you and he'll make you an Ani. It's a mystic azach to make in front of your bed. So if you do this, you call this malach of Ani Aniyas to come to you and make you poor. Orim the trashy, or here I said, Urcha de Milsen Nokit, Mitoich Shu Orim, when they slept at night they were Orim. And the Yotzla Chutzla Ashton, the Torah Huloi, Lubash Velotse. Amo didn't have the base kisi in the house. To get dressed and go outside was a bit tirchum. The guy would just get up out of bed and make right there, so it's bad for Aniyas. Somebody doesn't wash his hands. We'll soon see what that means. And your wife curses you out in front of you. We'll soon see what that is. Your mamash make facing towards your bed. I will avoid your face making outwards less lumbar. Then it's not so eastern, it's not near you at least. From the after the prayer, even if you're making facing towards your bed, you do making on the floor. That's very meas. I will be more less lumbar. You're making into a pot. Then it's not so good. It means if you don't wash at all, you don't even use revius mayim, you don't even do the minimum that you're supposed to. If you do the minimum for loy masha, but you didn't do the best, less lambor, then there's nothing wrong, then you won't get a nis. So the moral of a lav nusit, it's not true. The Yomer of Chizdo, Ano Mashoyi Mole Chafni Maya. I used to wash my hands with a lot of water. It wasn't a dark to Badafka take revius. He used to take the whole cup full of mama, spill it over his hand. Fiyoyevli Mole Chafni Tivusam. And because of that, he got back a whole bunch of brachas. Mashma, that the more water you use, the more brachas you get. And the less water you use, the less brachas you get. Befrat Bisman is that there's no tirch in using water. Avadi should use more than you're supposed to if you could. Have a nice big cup and just pour. Why not? You get more brachas. And the Gemara's times, the more you have an amma, schlep the water against the tircha. The shalot to waste the water. Sorry, there's no shalot. So Rashi, Yavu, the bird, that's Mambo, Shakimuach, Orech, Benikta, Zimroch. It goes far away. If you don't wash hands and rub yourself, you only medakin to you the smallest amount of shear. That's no good. What does it mean? Isha curses you out. That means she's expecting from you to buy a jewelry. And you don't buy a jewelry. When she curses you, that's a called anias. Vice versa, like Midik Megan Mida. You don't want to spend your money on her, so they'll take away your money from you. And behind Midik Taku, the Yisle, when you have money to buy it, Vloy Ovid. Like if you have money to buy your wife jewelry, you don't buy it, that means you're stingy. You don't want to spend your money on your wife the way you're supposed to, so the Avish, the Sar, will take away your money from you. By the Dorosh Rav of Bread, Rabbi Loi, Ma'idich said the Pesach Nishayel says, V'yemir Hashem Yan Ki Govul B'nai Siyan, that the B'nai Siyan act like Vagaivaniks. What does that mean? Shayim Halchus B'kumas Kufa. They used to walk in the streets with their heads sticking up. V'atelachna Netuyas Goron, they went with stretched out necks. Shayim Halchus Eke B'tzad Goydul. They used to walk very slowly, their foot in front of their toe. Like very slowly, it's all salz, not sneezdik, to make the boys look at them. Oma Sachrois, they used to winkle their eyes. They have a molon kuchla lianayim. They used to put a lot of makeup on their eyes so that the boys look at them. Or meramzim, they would meramz them. They blink their eyes to them. Holoch v'tofoif shoyim ahalchois aruchet v'tzad ksara. They used to have a tall girl walk next to a short girl. So there the boys should look at them. It's more something to look at. You see a tall one next to a short one. You look at them more. What does that mean? Om Rab Yitzchok Devei Rabami Malamet Shematilois Mor Yafasmin Pamelayim. They put little like jars, balloons, full of perfume on their feet. Or Mahalchot Peshuk Yishlaim. They used to walk in the streets of Yishlaim. The Chivin Shemekiyah states of Chur Yisol. Used to go near the boys. Boyatois Bekaka. They kick their foot into the karka and bust the balloon. Then all the perfume in the balloon will go shooting up and hit the boys, and they'll start smelling the perfume. The Yetzirah got into them. Carrots, like almost like poison. My prune, you say him, all the prunes, what Hashem do back to them? Kedor Shama Barula. For ho ye sachas boisimach. Instead of having boisim, instead of having nice smelling, they got mach, all boils. Places where the Noshim used to put perfume on, now it's full of boils, full of sores. The sachas chagurva nikva. Mokim shoyu chagurva's betzulsa used to wear a nice girdle, a nice band around them. Nas nikof nikofim, all bruised up. The body became bruised up. The tachas maisa miksher karach korcha. What does that mean? Mokim shoyu miskashta is a place they used to put a lot of makeup on them. Nas karachim karachim became bald. And they used to make the hair look very, very nice. So instead of having hair, now they became bald. The tachas psigol machgurva's. Psok, what does that mean? Psochim hameviyim lidei gila, or yiyo lemachgeres. That means psochim, they used to bring them happiness, they used to make the simchas there. Now lemachgeres sak, you'll be a place where you sit and cry. You'll have to put on a sack there, you'll be crying there. Ki sachas yoifi, what does that mean? Amarov, ahinu liyam yinshi, chalufe shufra kiva. Instead of being nice, they got a sickness called kiva. As Rashi say, kiva, kivusta, lecha. Type of wetness comes out of the body. Right. And so instead of being beautiful, they got very sick now. Right, the Pasuk says, V'sipach Hashem kotkoed b'nei siyim. Hashem gave the daughters a siyim, a sifach. What does that mean? Om Rav Yosi, Rav Chanina, Malamit sheporcho b'em tzaras. They all got tzaras. Sifachot v'sipiach. Ksivosom l'seis b'sapachas. It's a samach and a sin, it's a changeable like the sapachas. Vashem poschon yora. Hashem opened up their fountains. Rav Shmuel, Chadom Shanishpichu Kitan. Blood came out of them, Mazav came out of them like Kitan, like a flow of water. The Chadom Shanasa Pischeim Kiyar. Forget the Pseim came like the Yad Trash in the Smolly Saras. The Mokim Erva was filled up with hair. For the Nemesis Latashmas, the Amias to the husband. That's what happened to them. That's why Pischeim Kiyar came like a forest. The forest is full of wood. Means here also the Mokim Erva came full of hair. Omrav Yudah Omarav. Anche Yushlayim, Anche Shachatzoy. There were people that spoke with Nibble Pir. Shashi Anche Shachatz, Medabrim, Beloshin, Gavo, Valaga Shofa. There were Gaiva and Bad Lashonis they spoke. This is after before the Churban Abayis. What did they say? Anche Shachatz. Hoyu. Odom Oymelech Vera, someone told the Chaver. Tama Sodo Hayoim. What did you eat today? The Rashi says Sodo means Tashmas. They said, who you boiled today? The pasta mele, the pasta in mele. Was the bread worked over or not? So Trashi, pasta mele means bula. Was the issue of boiled say, which is a bula ready? Or shayna mele means basula. Shayna mele. Biyayin goldi, or biyayin or hardly. Trashi, your goldi, loven hoya, was she a vaisa, means white wine. Or yayin or hardly, trashi shocha, schwarza. Claim lavona shcher, what type of an issue were you boiled? The mace of rocha, or the mace of kotza, wide bed or a short bed? Rashi Mesa means Mita Shemesa Valeh Bishas Achilo, Olinya Niyaf Isha Shemena. Nagayata being boiled as a fat lady. Kotza Kahusha, she was a weak one. Vaita Bechova Toiva Bechova Ro. Rashi Chova Toiva means Isha Toiva Mara. Didn't mean really. Just mean did she look nice or she didn't look nice. Omer Bechizda. Vakulan Liznus Omer. All they said were talking about Znus. Rach Omer Rabbi Yuda Atze Yushlaim Shalkin Men Hoyu. Bitchilo Bishas Tabayis. The wood of Yushlaim Mamush was like Kidman. Smelled very, very good. Used to burn it. Recha noydu b'chol Eretz Yisrael. Mamash, the smell went over the whole Eretz Yisrael. You burnt one kidman, one place. The smell went over the whole Eretz Yisrael. Mishachov Yishlayim nignuzu. It was put away. Lo nishtayre lo kisera, one bali full of it, one bali size. Umishtakach begizoi. It's found in the treasures to tzimtzumoi malchusa. Trashi Kachshma, the name. A certain queen has this one piece of wood left over. But that's what happened after the Korban Abayis.